Walter Gropius was born in 1883 in Berlin, Germany, and died July 5, 1999 in Boston, USA. Walter Gropius studied architecture in Munich and Berlin, but left without obtaining a degree. He was the son and grandson of architects. Despite his difficulties with drawing, he began his career as an architect under the guidance of Peter Behrens in 1911. He achieved a masterpiece with the Fagus Factory, becoming part of the modernist movement of the Deutscher Werbung. After World War I, 1990, Gropius took charge of the School of Applied Arts in Weimar, which he renamed Bauhaus. There, he introduced a new way of teaching art and technique. Later, he designed the famous Bauhaus buildings in the south. In 1926, he started down as a director of the Bauhaus and continued his work as an architect. However, due to a lack of commissions, he emigrated to the United Kingdom and later settled in the United States. In 1937, appointed as a professor at Harvard University, he simultaneously influenced a generation of architects. His major project was the Pan Am Building, skyscrapers in New York in 1958. After his death, several of his creations were managed by heritage organizations, and some of his works were inscribed on UNESCO World Heritage List. These include the Fagus Factory, the Bauhaus campus in Dessau, and the modernist housing estates in Berlin. In 1934, Gropius went into exile from Germany due to Nazi aggression against his work at the Bauhaus School. He lived and worked in England for 3 years before relocating to the United States, where he became a professor of architecture at Harvard Graduate School of Design. In 1946, he founded a group on young architects known as the Architects Collaborative, or TIC. My phrase, the essence of architecture lies in the union of a form and function. Artistic movements. Walter Gropius participated in the Deutscher Werbung, a movement that aimed to integrate art with industrial production. His work is associated with the modernist movement and the international style, characterized by straight lines, simple volumes, and the use of modern materials such as glass and steel. The international style is an architectural movement that emerged in the 1912 and extended into 1960. It is known for its focus on functionality, simplicity, and the absence of ornamentation, reflecting a preference for clean lines and the integration of industrial materials and rectilinear forms, the use of planes and solids, emphasis on orthogonality, absence of ornamentation, avoids unnecessary decoration, seeking austerity in design. Modern materials celebrate materials such as concrete, steel, and glass, showcasing them in their purest form without hiding behind decorative facades. Design economy projects wasting space, money, or effort on unnecessary ornaments, priorities in practical use of space. Form follows function. This is guiding mantra of the movement, on the movement emphasizes the utility and practical function, and more important, that is still extinct. For the international style gained popularity and was officially defined in exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art in New York in 1932. The exhibition featured photographs and scale models of buildings that share characteristics of the style. The Bauhaus books, under the direction of Walter Gropius in 1923, the Bauhaus adopted visual communication and publishing and fundamental activities. In the spring of the same year, the Bauhaus Verlag was established with the purpose of disseminating and promotion, the ideas and words generated by the school. The publication of the catalog for its first exhibition played a significant role in the introduction of the public to the Bauhaus. Innovative approach across various disciplines, including art, architecture, and design. From then on, publishing became essential for the school through the production of books, magazines, and other printed media. The Bauhaus School shared its ideas and projects with their audience, contributing to school-centering influence and legacy in the field of visual communication and publishing. Bauhaus Walter Gropius, the founder of the famous Bauhaus Design School, exerted a profound influence on architecture, design, and graphic arts. At Bauhaus, a German school, students were taught to use modern and innovative materials to create original and functional buildings, furnitures, and objects. Gropius held leadership positions at the school, first in Weimar, then in Dessau, and later in Berlin. The school remained open until 1933, when the Nazis decided to close it, deeming it incompatible with their vision of Germany. A year later, Gropius himself had to go into exile, first in England and then in the United States. Alongside Frank Lloyd Wright, Le Corbusier, and Mies van der Rohe, Walter Gropius is a key figure in the architectural renewal in the 12th century. At the age of 23, he was entrusted with the first architectural commission, the construction of a group of rural houses. With the age of 28, he had already contributed one of his fundamental works to contemporary architecture, the Faust Factory. Gropius' significance for the Bauhaus was pivotal. He envisioned a creator or school of design, be merging exciting schools of arts and crafts and fine arts, shaping the further of design education. Additionally, he established an limited company to manage the school's designs and patents, professionalizing their productive focus. Finally, Gropius embodied the opening phrase of the Bauhaus Manifesto, the ultimate goal of all art is construction. He established an architecture section within the school, and his output helped set the tone for modern architecture for decades, even a century after his founding. Bauhaus remains a reference point for artists, designers, and architects worldwide. Graphic line, Walter Gropius advocate for rational and functional design, avoiding unnecessary ornamentation and emphasizing clarity and simplicity. He was a pioneer in creating the disciplines of graphic and industrial design. He used thin metal structures, large glaze surfaces, flat roof, and orthogonal forms made his work groundbreaking in the field of architecture. These projects, the revolutionary architecture of the Faust Factory, brought Walter Gropius fame in 1911, which was further confirmed in Bologna. In 1914, for the Werkbund exhibition, he constructed a darling design, structural, aesthetic, and technical office palace. In 1938, Gropius built a house for his family, later known as the Gropius House. It was declared a National Historic Landmark in 2000, alongside Marcel Breuer House, who also followed Gropius to Cambridge. These homes contributed to the dissemination of Bauhaus architecture in the area. In 1945, Gropius joined the Architects Collaborative along with seven other architects. Together, they worked on buildings such as a Pan Am building, now the MetLife building in New York, the Harvard Graduate Center, and the John F. Kennedy Federal Building in Boston. He received the Gold Medal from the American Institute of Architects in 1959.